All right, let's get this started. We are Okta. Anyone heard of Okta before? Okay, maybe a couple folks. Any identity geeks or people who have worked with identity and access management before? A little bit. Okay, cool. So sort of orient my comments towards sort of a beginner level with identity. I'll start with a customer story to just kind of illustrate how people are working with Okta and then dive into the role that identity plays in keeping content secure. So we work with 20th Century Fox. 20th Century Fox had, I think we have ex-20th Century Fox folks around here, so you can keep me honest, had an interesting challenge, right? Company moving toward adopting cloud and thinking about how to manage access for employees to cloud and making that secure. And then a not unique challenge of needing to collaborate with hundreds of people outside the organization, right? Content is distributed to hundreds of different organizations. How do you make sure the right people have access to the right things? And then make it easy to get access. I'll talk about the external side of it. What we've done with them is partnered to create a single account for every external person. You sign in through our custom built sign-in page. You're prompted for multi-factor authentication. And this is moving from a world where Fox was working with heavy on-prem infrastructure, right? External identities in Active Directory. Very difficult to add new applications to this. Very difficult to add multi-factor. And on top of that, you've got external people in your AD, sort of a security no-no for some folks. So with Okta, what they're able to do is to unify access for external people, connect to any application they want to bring online. It's all done as a service. Based on sort of the sessions today, very common pattern, right? You've got distributed people. You've got to make access both secure and easy. So that's kind of the framework I want to think, the lens I want to use for this talk. The connections have to be easy. And that means that people can access the devices and the services they need when they need them without too much friction. Identity is central to that, right? That's the framework that we use to define who has access to what. But identity is also a cornerstone of security, right? And those things need to work together, right? You need to be able to enforce policy and control around identity, but also make it easy. When it comes to media, there's several core needs which are in some ways unique, in some ways aren't, right? You have projects that spin up and spin down very quickly, so you need to be able to deploy quickly. You need to be able to set up an environment and make people productive very, very quickly. You need to onboard people quickly. You need to make sure that people can get access to the things they need make sure that they can do the work they want to do in a short period of time. And then when it's time for them to leave the project, you need to get them out of the system. It's got to be easy for users. We spoke a lot about that today. And it's got to be secure and auditable. But the reality is quite different. So in our work with companies in every industry of all sizes, the legacy and sort of traditional identity access management tools have failed us. Right? They're expensive and brittle and difficult to operate and deploy. You're looking at months of time to go live. There's a lot of manual process, right? So in many cases, organizations haven't gone the distance to automate. So things like lifecycle operations, where you bring someone on and make the accounts that they need available, are often done manually. That's error prone. You end up with things like lingering access, where you've got people in your system who you don't know if they should be there, or maybe they've already left a partner, but they still have access to the things that you've given them access to. And you're not in a position to then update the access rights accordingly. And then tremendous pain for end users. A previous speaker was talking about multiple sign-ins. As you've got new tools coming in, users are forced to look to use different authentication methods, sign in multiple times a day, go through VPNs. It becomes very, very clunky very quickly. And the average organization has a bunch of security concerns about both the vulnerability of passwords and the infrastructure they're using to secure access themselves. How do folks sort of feeling about what I've just said? Does that resonate? Does that ring true? External people, internal people? Who's thinking about access for internal people? What percent? And external? It's about 50-50. So what I want to do next is kind of, so we've kind of laid out where we want to be, where things are. I want to sort of dissect the challenge here and think about why these things are the way they are, and then how cloud identity can address these challenges. So there's kind of four challenges if you think about media and keeping content secure. Right? The first is you've got a fragmentation problem. And I'll dig into each of these. The second is you've got external people. How do you manage their identity? Who's going to be responsible for that? The third is just the cost and speed of on-prem infrastructure. We spoke about this. And then finally, you've got diverse partner needs. And we'll sort of unpack these and think about what we might do differently. So this it should be pretty familiar to most. This is what we call identity islands. You've got apps all over the company. Some are in the cloud, some are on-prem. They're managed by different teams. They each have their own life cycle. So the box team has its own way of onboarding and offboarding users. The Creative Cloud team has a different way to do it. So you've basically duplicated all the processes around that, and you're asking users to sign in separately to each of these applications. Huge problem. The next issue is around managing partner identity. So people outside your organization accessing your applications, these you might have high turnover. Your partner is going to know their users best, right? You may not have visibility into which of the people in a partner organization actually need access, what their standing is with the partner organization is, and so on. And you may have manual processes in place to actually onboard and offboard people. So all of these, sort of thinking about the user life cycle in this context, becomes very, very challenging and can really put the brakes on anything that you're trying to do. I've got here listed basically sort of a generic user life cycle. Yours will be different. It will sort of depend on your organization. I want to share a few ideas about how you might address these, things that people are doing. They're delegating management of partner identities to their partners. They're automating onboarding and offboarding and account creation. In some cases, they're doing things like passwordless authentication. For example, if you have a partner, let's say at example.com, a really elegant solution here is allowing at partner.com to sign in with a one-time link. Right. So anytime a partner wants to sign in, they simply go to your sign-in page. They enter their email address and they get a one-time access token, right? And thereby, upon every access, you're basically verifying their standing with the partner organization, right? So, this is just sort of outlining the kinds of problems that you see when you think about managing external identity, some ideas about how to solve them. The third challenge here is on-prem infrastructure. Don't think too hard about what the diagram says. The point is, if you want to do identity, there's two ways to go. You can go with on-prem traditional vendors, or you can go with cloud. If you go with on-prem, you're in the business of deploying hardware and software and patching it and maintaining it and keeping it up and making it redundant and secure. And then you've got to connect it to everything you want to connect it to. So that ultimately can slow down your work. It means that your go live can take months or years. That can be a big hurdle to achieving your goals, right? A lot of times what you see is that organizations just, they don't do this, right? They just don't do identity management, and then you end up with sort of the problems that I mentioned before. And then finally, your partners may have diverse needs. And partners, I'm speaking broadly. So you may have, let's say any organization that's involved in the collaboration, each organization is going to have its different approach to identity. They might have a directory already. They might have an SSO tool. They might not at all. They might have different policies that they want to follow. And so the challenge here is being able to handle those different requirements flexibly and be able to adapt your approach and connectivity with any organization per their needs. This comes to things like authentication, multi-factor authentication, how they want to sign in, and how they're going to manage their own users. So I'll pause there. Any questions or comments or reactions about sort of the challenges I've laid out? Pretty straightforward. Cool. So in the next bit, I want to sort of share a little bit about Okta and sort of how we're addressing the challenge here. So Okta has moved identity to the cloud, right? And we're 100% in the cloud, born in the cloud, reimagined in the cloud, right? So the same way that you can't get Salesforce by taking Siebel and hosting it in the cloud, you can't get Okta by taking ADFS and hosting it in the cloud, right? It's a totally different thing. It makes different things possible when you go into a multi-tenant SaaS approach. We're designed to connect to everything. So as you have the heterogeneity of tools, the explosion of applications and things you use to do your work, we're designing to connect everything together. To preserve choice, to make sure that any company can use any technology or any device, and to be future-proof. There's quite a lot of evolution in authentication. You heard people speaking about biometrics, about device-based authentication. As that stuff comes out, you'll want to be able to adopt it quickly. And so we're designing to enable companies to do that. Secure by definition and always on, right? So very, very hard to achieve this with traditional approaches. Most companies would have to staff quite a large team to get anywhere close to that kind of performance. Quick overview of our products. Probably the most tangible is single sign-on, right? The ability to come to a single page with one password, sign into any application you need to do your work. We also have capabilities around multi-factor authentication. So the ability to connect to existing factors, as well as sort of the new and really delightful experiences for signing in. I'll show that to you in a minute. Fully integrated mobility management, so the ability to apply policy to a phone or a laptop based on the person. And then lifecycle management, which is a capability that allows us to help you rapidly onboard and offboard people. So we've got connections to hundreds of applications where we can automatically onboard your person, create their account in Box, create their email box as they're onboarded, so that day zero they have access to everything they need. And if they leave the organization, we have elegant methods for cleaning that all up. All built on the leading platform in terms of availability and security. You heard the Box speaker this morning talking about their partnership with DOJ. We're actually part of that as well. And so we actually enable DOJ to connect to Box, and that's through our pursuit of FedRAMP certification. We also have certification for HIPAA and ISO 27001. We were the only vendor to be the leader in the Magic Quadrant 3 years in a row. We defined this category. Gartner decided to put a quadrant around it, and we've led it ever since. And thousands of customers in every vertical, including media companies like News Corporation, 20th Century Fox, HBO, and PBS. So that's all I have. Happy to take questions or entertain discussion. If you're excited about having an Amazon Echo, we have a raffle going, and based on the numbers in the room, your odds are pretty good. So you can see Chris, my colleague, about that afterward if you're interested.
So is your system used by the company? So we don't hear the name so much. It's sort of behind the scenes. Is that how it works?
Or? Yeah, that's right. Actually, I said I would show you a demo, and I didn't. So let me show you a demo, if I can figure out this PC. This might be harder to do than I imagined. So check this out. So this is the sign-in page that we deliver. It's fully brandable. Since my internet gets working. Oh, we're not connected. All right, party foul. All right, let me see if I have it in the deck. If you can spin that up, that would be awesome. So we'll get that going for you. So it's fully brandable. People don't see it. But they do come to what is essentially a page that has a gallery of all their applications, and they can single sign on to any application. There we also have an API, so you can essentially fully white label our solution however you like.
So the companies that you have on the list, they will typically use your service to do what they want to do in connecting their clients.
Correct. That's right. Yeah. So they tend to use our package solution. They slap their logo on it and their colors, and they're off to the races.
I'm good with the internet.
You're good? Okay, now you're going to have to whisper your password without anyone hearing it.
Is password 123?
It's internet. And it should just, the network is iPhone.
Okay. I don't use a PC, so this is going to be really challenging. For those interested, if you want to stay around, I can spin up my machine and we'll show you a demo.
And if you guys are interested in doing Echo, I can do a business card or just a raffle. You guys can do
that. Can I give you more? Yeah, you could. You could buy one.
Yeah, I can
just
write your name on it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But you have to. These different cloud applications need to integrate with the
APK
to be part of that single sign-on.
So it's standards based. So there are standards for single sign-on, SAML, or OpenID Connect.
Oh, I see. So as long as they support that standard, it plugs right in.
Yeah. Now there's also non-standard. So there's standard, which is the most common approach. There's non-standard, where we have a browser toolbar where we can play the password for you. So if an app doesn't support a standard, we can connect to it.
Okay.
I assume there's a little summary. What's
to your right.
I was imagining the situation that, I'm using 10 apps and only 5 of them are integrated with you, but sounds like integration is really...
Integration is totally feasible. We have 5,000 apps in our catalog.
Oh, yeah,
we've got
over together to the ISV, to the software vendor, and say, hey, you know, let's build an integration.
Okay.
If it's like really complicated stuff, like, you know, mainframe, something like that, we'll partner with our systems integrator to connect. So this is the experience. Actually, let me make this even cooler.
Not possible.
Okay, what's it called? Internet?
It should just be iPhone.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm going to start my hotspot.
I go to the conference ID.
Check this out.
Hey, you can go to the hotel Wi-Fi, right?
Awesome.
iPhone. Yeah.
Password is internet. Okay.
Fancy.
Wow.
And we're talking, this is security.
Yeah, it's changed, Mark.
Yeah.
But it's a hotspot. It's changed about an hour.
That's going to change.
It's a single use link.
Yeah, right.
All right. So this is the landing page. You can put your own picture, you can put your own logo on it, you can make this page all your own, you can take this widget, post it anywhere, and I'll sign in here. See a security question pop up, and you'll see a pretty slick experience here. So I should get a push notification sent to my phone, and I can just accept that. And I've got to be signed in, and now I'm in. So we've got an out-of-band factor. There's no like digits that like type in really hot.
But we do support Google Authenticator, text, voice.
So when I, it might sort of Bank of America sort of log in or something, and I get to authenticate on here, that could be your sort of thing doing that.
So yeah, we also offer those solutions to companies like Adobe. So we're built into application. I can show you an app that we actually power in a minute. So these are my apps, and then I can just, you know, single sign on from here. So I just click once, and I'm going to be over on Box. Importantly, so let me show you an app that we're actually built into. This is MGM's loyalty program. It's called M-Life.
Mm-hmm.
They use this to connect 19 different brands. Things like Aria, Bellagio, things that people don't know are the same. And what they want to do is have a cohesive experience, single set of points across everything, and single relationships. And so we're actually powering, I'm constantly logging, I'm constantly demoing this, but we power all the identity and authentication for this site. So if you click join, this form is all stored by MGM, by us, you know, in our user directory. And then sign in is all powered by us. So I can sign in here, and then I'll show you. So the idea is that you can kind of build any portal you want on this, or application, it can be mobile, it can be anything. So now, I'm on mlife.com. Aria, over the years, has set up its own booking system, but we want the same identity to come across. So, actually click on Aria. Now I'm on aria.com, I'm still logged in. It's still my account that comes with me, but I'm able to book on Aria, so you can get that kind of...
So your customer here would be MGM Group,
that's right, so MGM Resorts. So another example of how people use the service. I should show you the mobile experience. So all these apps come with me wherever I go. So this thing called Okta Mobile, this is our mobile app. And it's got all the apps that I have over here.
Okay.
That's right.
And this comes with a device management capability, so I already went through the enrollment. It's now securing all the corporate data on the phone. If I leave Okta, they can wipe the corporate stuff off the phone, leave the personal stuff there, put extra security around the apps that the company provides me. And from a productivity perspective, I've got an app store that has all of my apps there. So I can actually, with one click, I can install all the apps. They all come and are all loaded onto my phone.
In the native format.
Yeah,
so that's kind of high level.
Great.
Good.
Thank you. For coming?
Yeah. Got lots of cards.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
No.